Welcome to the Action Sports Podcast. We created this podcast to help you become sponsorable by learning from the athletes, brands, and those that are crushing it in action sports. So crank up the volume and get inspired to turn your passion of riding into your career.
What is up, action sports enthusiasts? If you have not already joined the Action Sports Club, head over to ascarmy.com/podcast so you can get your club invite and start learning how you can land sponsorships and spend way more time riding. Again, that is ascarmy.com/podcast. See you in there. Welcome to another episode of the Action Sports Podcast. I'm excited for everybody to be here today because I've got a lot of value that I want to drop here in this episode. So I want to get into a topic that I find very interesting, and I believe it's, for me, the number one thing when it comes to, honestly, a career inside the action sports industry. And I think I know a lot of the athletes that I've had on the podcast and business owners, they all agree and they all talk about the same thing, where relationships is key to building your own brand and building your business inside the action sports industry. And you could say, well, networking is building relationships. And yeah, you're absolutely right. So networking and building relationships is, in fact, my opinion, the number one thing. And I can ask about any guest that I've had on the podcast, and they probably say the same thing. It's about who you know, and it's about how you build these relationships that actually get you to where you want to go in your career. So today I want to talk about my own personal experiences. I've been working in the industry for about 11 years off, not steadily, but kind of off and on. I guess it'd be steadily, just been kind of ups and downs, really. And starting out in 2011, I worked at a motorcycle shop called the Rexburg Motorsports, and I was hired on in the apparel department, parts and apparel, and I worked my way to focus a little bit more on the parts side. Though I built relationships in that store that today I still have some friends that I still talk to. More than a decade ago, and it's really served me well for where I'm at today. So building relationships has become very important, and I want to show and I want to explain and give you my thoughts about it, and hopefully bring value to everybody listening to the podcast today, and hopefully that you can walk away with an opportunity to move the needle a little bit. So the three topics, the three points that I want to focus on are being genuinely interested in other people, bringing value to the relationship, and going out of your way. So I think these are really important key points to building the relationships that I've learned myself, and they have been able to open doors that otherwise I would have had closed on me. And because of those doors opening, I've been able to step in, building relationships and network with people where I then have opportunity to land other jobs, working at other places, becoming the person that I become today, or the desire to live a dream that I'm still not living the dream that I wanted to live, but I'm on track to that dream. So I want to share this with you and hopefully you get some value out of it. So number one, be genuinely interested in other people. Now, this is something that's been difficult for me in general with a majority of people that exist. And that's because I don't really think I have a whole lot in common with a whole lot of people. So let's give an example. Sports, contact sports, ball sports, stuff like that. Genuinely, I'm just not interested in those kind of things. I'm not genuinely interested in going to watch a football game, basketball game, baseball. I do like soccer, but I don't watch it very much. Rugby, volleyball, tennis, I mean, everything, right? Everything that really has something to do with sports, wrestling, I'm just not that interested. And the point is I have time in my life that I want to focus on, and I don't spend a lot of time watching TV. I don't spend a lot of time doing those activities because I focus on other things that are important in my life that will help me move the needle a little bit. Though when I become interested individual that does those things, then I learn a lot about them and about their history and about what they've been doing. So I kind of get a good concept of, oh, okay, this person does this, this, and this. I'm able to build relationships that way. So yes, it's interesting to have conversations with a lot of people, but that's been a disconnect I've had where it's like, well, how do I build a relationship with somebody that I don't genuinely can't genuinely relate to? Really tough, but that's actually not what's important. What's important is understanding opportunity to be interested in that person. And I have built a podcast or created a podcast based around stuff like that, where I am genuinely interested about each individual that comes on the podcast. And so I like to ask them questions that as a young child, I would have wanted to know a little bit more about, but as an adult, things that I can actually understand, I really like to dig deep into. Why do you do this? Well, why is it this way? Or how did you do this? Or what did you start? Like giving people ideas of what exactly it took to get to where they're at. And I find being genuinely interested in the guest will open up a lot more for me. And I believe this is good with relationships across the board. And I've done this where I have talked to individuals that I can find relationship or find opportunities to relate. And if it's not sports, though, majority of people that I know are into sports, we'll talk about family. We'll talk about kids. We'll talk about cars. We'll talk about work. We'll talk about things that are relatable. And I go out of my way to figure out how to be relatable. And that way I'm able to build relationships with individuals that make sense. So that's been something that's worked for me. Also, knowing enough about a certain topic that you can actually have a conversation, a intelligent conversation about it as well, though keeping with an open mind of learning. I think that's where a disconnect from other people have also seen is I have in the past thought that I knew everything about something, talked to somebody, and the relationship didn't really flourish because that person knew more than I did, and I made myself look like an idiot. I remember one specific time I was at Napa Auto Parts when I was working there and hustling my mobile mechanic business. So I was working at Napa Auto Parts, standing behind the counter, a guy comes in, asks for a part. I can't even tell you what the part was, but he asked for a part. And I was looking at a shirt while I was trying to look it up. And I was like, oh, hey, must be in the Navy, huh? And the guy's like, huh? I was like, oh, I mean, your shirts, you're in the Navy or you're part of the Navy. He's like, no, that's Marines. I was like, what? And not knowing that, I made a fool of myself, realizing that that's not the logo for the Navy. It was actually the logo for the Marines. And there's a whole bunch of stuff. Anyways, I'm still looking, making myself look like a fool because I still don't know everything about it. And that is the challenging part. So finding enough information about a certain topic can bring way more value for you or for myself. And I've been able to do that as well when it comes to learning about business. I go and actually have conversations with people about business, asking them questions about things that I'm wanting to learn and know enough about the topic that I can actually somewhat pick and choose and or break apart some of the BS that people talk about too. I'm like, yeah, you don't really know what you're talking about, but you know, be kind and stuff like that. And another thing that's interesting is when you are genuinely interested in somebody, I have found that you can give a lot to a person and sometimes they just don't know how to give back. And so it makes the conversation, makes the relationship kind of awkward because I believe genuinely people want to be kind and give back, but they don't know how to do it because they're out of practice. I really believe that it takes practice to be genuine and it takes practice to give to somebody. And also it takes practice to receive. I think that's a really hard one for a lot of us is we don't want to receive a lot, though it depends on what we are receiving, right? If we believe that we are number one in certain things, then yes, we deserve certain things. But sometimes we know that we're not, or I know that I'm not, and I receive a gift or receive something. And I have felt like an imposter. So remember when you're building a relationship with somebody, they're possibly going through the same thing. So when I've built relationships with others and being interested in that person, I step back a little bit and analyze the person as an individual and steer our conversation or our relationship in a certain way that I can make that person feel comfortable. Because not feeling comfortable is an opportunity for disaster, and you won't build relationships out of that. And that goes across the board for business, for everybody. And it can also come down to your attitude. When you have a negative attitude towards something, or when you're huff and puff about something, or when you're like in a bad attitude, have like negativity around you, people feel it and they don't want to be associated with it. And it just brings people down. So focus on being genuinely interested in somebody, knowing enough about a topic so you can have a conversation, find ways to have like commonalities with that individual or that business, and understand how people feel and their attitudes. And I think that will actually help you a lot with when it comes to building relationships and being genuine about it. The second thing is bringing value to the relationship. So instead of the what can I get from this relationship, how about we'll focus on the what can I give? And for me, I liked doing that throughout everything that I've done. I have gone above what is expected many, many times. And I'll be honest, I don't get a whole lot out of it too. So it's like, oh man, why would I keep doing something that doesn't work or something that I don't receive? For me, I believe like I'm building this like bank, like I'm creating a bank. And what a bank does is you keep depositing money into a bank. And as you have access to this bank, you can keep watching it grow and grow and grow to the point where you're going to actually withdraw out of the bank for certain things. So I feel that building a relationship with somebody and giving more than I take, I'm able to deposit a lot of that into the people bank. And as I keep depositing into this people bank, there's going to be times where I'm like, hey, I need a little bit back, or I'm going to maybe able to make a withdrawal. And the withdrawal from an individual will not be something that's awkward or makes a relationship bad. In fact, doing that, people will actually be happy to give back or happy to give it to you. So you just continually do stuff like that, deposit into somebody, eventually it will come back. I don't believe in karma, but I do believe that what goes around does come around. And as you continue to be a good person and give, it will come back to you for sure. The other thing you can bring value to is, or in a relationship, is actually being in like present with a person, like in the moment, having those conversations that I've had where I'm in the moment, I'm building the relationship with, especially with guests on the podcast, and learning about them. Not thinking in the moment like about the next question or thinking about the next thing I want to talk to them about, like actually focusing on what's being said at the moment. I'm not perfect at that. You can probably listen to a lot of episodes where I've screwed that up, but that's a focus. And at least I'm actually working on those key pieces to being a better podcast host so that I can continue to build those relationships and actually have the conversations flowing. If it's a business, building a relationship with a business is tricky because from one point, you may or may not be talking to the owner, or you may, I mean, you could, you might not be, and you're trying to build a relationship with them to get something out of it. Like you want some type of transaction. Now, I myself, when I talk to business owners of the podcast, I don't expect them to give me anything. Some of them have offered quite a bit to me, and I don't typically take anything. And I do that for the reason of I don't feel that I need it. I don't feel that I need what they have. Though I can continue to build relationships with them, keep giving them things that they need, I don't need it in return. And I believe that's actually done very well for me, building those relationships. So when the day comes that I'm like, hey, this is what I want to do, are you open to helping me out? I've already got a relationship built where they trust me, and I can then come in and say, hey, let's make a little bit of our relationship a little bit more transactional, as long as I'm giving you the value you need. And then keep focusing on that. Keep focusing on the value that I can bring to them. One thing that you can also do is not expect a discount. So I personally have built relationships within keeping in mind that I want to get a discount from them and not get a discount. But to me, expecting a discount has set me up for failure, where I was like, okay, I'm going to come into this relationship saying that I'm going to give them this and they're going to give me that. And when they don't give it to me, then I'm like crushed. I'm like, oh, I put all this effort in and I expected them to do something back. And over the years, I've changed that. So that was a while ago that I thought that way. Now I don't think that way. And it's been that way for like 5 or 6 years. I haven't thought that way because I have found that if I set myself up to expect something from somebody, then I'm going to be let down. And it sucks. I hate being let down. So I have no expectations. If I don't come into a relationship with any expectations, then I won't be surprised when I don't get anything in return. However, when I do get something in return, man, is that feeling good. I love giving so much that in return, they want to do the same thing to me. And that honestly is great about relationship building. Majority of the guests that I've had are the same way, where they've all mentioned building relationships without expecting discounts, though they ask for discounts, they don't expect them. And as they're able to bring more value to the companies, then those discounts actually come on quite a bit. So keep that in mind. Volunteer your resources, something also I found of value. When you are able to go to like events, go to travel around and just help out at shows, help out in any way possible, these companies and these relationships flourish quite a bit. This is value. Okay. We're talking about value completely. Not this, maybe the title of this one part or this section would be like, don't expect anything in return. But I believe not expecting anything in return is value. So when you attend these events and you help out, come early, stay late, do everything you can, sometimes you're not invited to different events or different things with the people, but sometimes you are. And you just keep doing it over and over and over, bringing value to those individuals, building those relationships. Now, don't be the weird one as well, where when they see you and they know what you're going to be coming to do is actually helping out as much as you can, but you're kind of a strange individual. That's when you need to kind of step back and be genuinely interested in the person. And as you start building the initial relationship, then when you're volunteering your time, your resources, your money, and your network, it will make a lot more sense for them. And I've seen this fall quite a bit with other people. I've met some very odd people. And when I've talked to like pros about those individuals, like I'll be talking to a professional, like pro snowmobiler, and someone to come up and they're like, oh man, I talk to that guy every year. He's a very odd person. The professional still enjoys the conversation though. However, the conversation or the relationship would be so much better if that individual came and wanted to genuinely be talking about the pro and actually going out of their way to help them in any way they can. But typically, I have seen these people, they just go in because they have this take mentality, and I know so-and-so, or I'm so-and-so. Like they have this buildup of themselves. So ego, really. It's very odd. Last part of this one is feedback. So building a relationship, you want to give feedback. And this is really more on like the sponsorship side. When you're building a relationship with the sponsor, you are indebted to them to give them feedback. Now, I've talked to guests on the podcast that some of them mentioned to me that they give feedback and then it's cricket silence where nothing happens. I've learned to keep in mind that could be an anomaly where you may be one of the only people, or if there's 1,000 of them, there may be 50 of them. That's still quite a bit. You know, that's 5% of the people. That's quite a bit that are having troubles, but maybe there's only 10. Maybe you're one out of 10 that's having an issue. And then the other 990 don't have issues. So there's not going to be a whole lot of listening to the feedback, though they may just say, oh, I will just warranty it quickly. So the feedback needs to be coming from a place of how do I give value back to the company? How can I give my feedback without making the company feel that they're screwing up on something or that I'm not appreciative of what they've given me? So do just that. You talk about the product with the individual, say, this is what I found, this is what's going on. What can I do to make it better? Or would you like me sending it back? Like find options, find solutions for them to actually remedy the problem. And then don't go around talking bad about it. Making sure that you're continually building that relationship. And just because you had a fluke or had a problem, had a lemon with some gear, some part, that you would still buy from them the next year, though you may just had a goofy thing at that moment. You continually do these things, you'll build those relationships and you'll bring value to that relationship. Okay. Last thing that I want to talk about is going out of your way. Be the first one to build a relationship. This has served me time and time again. This is me reaching out to individuals and saying, hey, what about you being a guest on a podcast? Or me going to find clients and saying, hey, what can I do to serve you? What can I do to help you with your item? This has worked out very well for me, being the first person. That means, in general, when I go to like a seminar or something like that, I want to sit at the front and I want to be the person that's always seen. And the way that I found that working in my benefit is the person will get to know who I am quicker. And that person will then want to build a relationship with me more than the person in the very back that's the skeptical individual that doesn't want to talk to them. As you want to build a relationship with somebody, you have the opportunity to go do it first. If you're not going to be the forward person doing the relationship building, it's very slim chance that it's actually going to happen. Because most of us don't like going out of our way and feeling uncomfortable. Primarily, I don't necessarily like feeling uncomfortable. I haven't really met very many people that do like feeling uncomfortable. It's good to sit in your comfort zone and good to feel happy and like, all things are taken care of. And so when you step out of that, yeah, it's kind of awkward and it's tough. But I've learned through my own personal experiences that I build relationships, becoming the first person to go out of my way first, way better opportunity, way more opportunity for me. So that means always looking for people to talk to. When I was at a snow show in Salt Lake City, I was in the Polaris booth, and there was a guy there that sells for one of the dealers, one of the Polaris dealers, and he was there volunteering, just kind of helping out. When I came to him, we were shooting the breeze, you know, things that you do as a friend you haven't seen for quite a while. And as we were chatting, I was telling him a little bit about what I was doing as a podcast host. And he's like, well, you know, I may have somebody you could talk to. I was like, well, okay. So there was a guy next to him that wasn't right next to him, but it was like, you know, maybe 7 feet apart, 7 feet away. And he's like, why don't you talk to this guy? And I looked at the guy, and then I looked back at my friend and said, well, who is he? He said, well, he's a salesman at a dealership. And then quietly, I said, well, I don't really want to talk to him. He's not really the person I want to talk to. And I feel that the guy knew or heard that I said that. And I have felt bad about that ever since, because that individual could be a GM of a dealership. That individual could be one of the CEOs of a manufacturer. He could be part of the sponsorship, or he could be part of the manufacturer that's over sponsorships, over marketing. I have no idea who that person's connected to. And because of that thought that I had of not going out of my way to talk to him or building a relationship with him, just because I didn't think he would brought value to me, has like been burned in my mind of a screw up that I did. And so don't make my mistake. Don't leave something on the table or leave an opportunity just because in the moment, you don't think that person's going to help you, or that person can give you value. That person can give you value in 10 years that you would have never expected. So always build those relationships quickly. Also, always give more than you take. I've talked a little bit about this, but I want to instill that this is something that you want to be continually doing, because if you give, you go out of your way to give back, then you will be able to receive in the future. And it's awesome. Final thing, and I find this very interesting because it's something that I've worked on quite a while throughout my whole entire career, and not just career in the action sports industry, but my career period, my whole life, is show up even when you don't want to. And I believe I'm starting to see more and more people not do that. And I find it very odd, because they are leaving on the table even commitments that they've actually made in the past and said, yeah, I'll be there every single show, or I'll be doing every single thing, yada, 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 to get into a position that they want. And then they say, well, you know, I'm going to be leaving them, or I'm going to be changing, doing something different anyways. And so they stop, you know, they stop giving value to that company. They stop giving value to that relationship, and they just fall short. I've done this though. I can't say I'm perfect at it. Definitely not perfect at it. I know I've done that recently with a couple of people, and it kind of comes in waves, where for me, it's like my life is always a roller coaster, as most of yours is as well. And because of that, I've let things slip and I've let things kind of fall and fall apart. And because of that, I know for myself that relationships get lost because of it. But I do know as well, keeping on top of that kind of stuff, showing up when you don't want to, being there, giving you your time, being accountable for your mistakes, being accountable for the team, you will find yourself way farther ahead than you would have thought. And your relationships with the people will continue to flourish. So I hope today's podcast actually brings a lot of value and there's something you can pull out of each piece of this episode. And I'm excited for everybody listening to maybe move the needle just a little bit. Maybe I said something that can actually be a benefit. And give me some feedback. If there's any questions, anything, any other topics that you guys would like to hear about, I'd be more than happy to kind of touch on them and continue building the podcast into something that I've dreamed about it becoming. If you haven't already subscribed to the podcast, I'm sure I've said this in the beginning and at the end, make sure you subscribe. It helps us get known, get noticed, and we can spread the word. In fact, actually, even if you don't subscribe, tell more of your friends about it. Share it on your social media platform. And if you find value in it, then I don't think it's too much to ask for you to share it with more people. But if you're like, I don't find any value to this, then don't share it, because I don't want you doing something that if I'm not bringing value to you, I don't feel that I deserve it. But I think you guys are awesome, and I appreciate all the listeners on the podcast, and continue rocking it, continue getting out there and riding, continue being great. And I look forward to releasing more episodes in the future. So take care. See ya.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you found value on this episode, be sure to share the vibes and subscribe, drop a review, and rate the podcast. If you want to further your knowledge on how we're helping people like you spend more time riding, be sure to head over to theactionsportspodcast.com and request an invite to join the fastest growing club in action sports. And come join the Action Sports Army by following us on all social media channels. Find us at The Action Sports Club. And thank you again for being a listener of the Action Sports Podcast.